Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, brand spanking new. Second week it's happened, and boy, am I excited. I mean, not only do we have the student scholars on, and we plugged a little bit of their event on May 17th in the first hour, but we're going to have an eyewitness to what went down over at this We Are Change confrontation. I mean, it's all over the right-wing blog. It's on Michelle Malkin's site. You know, this is going to be a talking point on the news tonight, that We Are Change attacked a crippled girl with cerebral palsy. This is what you're going to see on Fox News tonight, I promise you. If you don't see it on O'Reilly, you're going to see it on Hannity. And if you don't see it there, you're going to see it on some other right-wing ridiculous show. Okay, that's the bottom line. They are demonizing us. And that's why it's so important to get these videos, to get, you know, the road to tyranny, to get martial law, to get loose change, final cut, make copies, hand them out, and show people. The 9/11 Truth Movement just wants, you know, justice for those who carried out the attacks. We just want our Constitution and Bill of Rights back. And that's why right now I am completely honored to have one of the co-founders of Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, that's SST911.org, on with me right now to talk a little bit of 9/11 Truth, and not only talk a little bit of 9/11 Truth, but talk about this great symposium that he's put together. I really didn't get to talk about people other than J. Michael Springman that are going to be there, but Daniel Hopsicker is going to be there, Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus, Donna March O'Connor and Michelle Little. Family members are going to be there, as well as Bob McElvain. If you haven't heard him speak, he's a very powerful speaker. He's a great guy, too, by the way. Really nice guy. Daniel Shinjata, John Gold, Sander Hicks, Barry Zwicker, myself. You know, and I'm going to be showing a little bit of Fabled Enemies there. It's probably going to be the first place that anybody gets to see this film. So, Justin, great to have you on the Alex Jones Show with me, buddy.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Well, why don't you tell a little bit about how you got started in this whole movement, what you've been able to accomplish, and then we'll get into what you're doing in May.
Sure. Well, I first started Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth with Mike Jackman back in February 2007. So we've been going just a little bit over a year at this point, and essentially, you know, it was just set up because we wanted to set up a coalition of students across the world who are seriously looking into this subject. Now we have about 80 members from all across the United States, Canada, the UK, and as far away as Japan. So we're very excited, and we were able to get pretty much every single presidential candidate during this past primary season on record, you know, with their views on a new 9/11 investigation. And if any of the listeners out there want to learn more, or watch the videos, or check us out, they can visit SST911.org. So that's a little bit of the background.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys have been at it now well over a year. Michael Jackman, the other co-founder of this organization, his brother Eric Jackman, also highly involved. And you just started out as a student who was into mass comm in New Hampshire and said, hey, I'm going to do something. I can get press passes. And I think the first time we met in person was actually at those primary debates in June, correct?
Yeah, I think that was the first time that we met. I think I'd been on your show prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we were there. I think it was the Republican debates back in June, was it?
Yeah, absolutely, in June. And I mean, I was able, with my press pass, to talk to people like Tommy Thompson, Sam Brownback, James Gilmore, Duncan Hunter, and others, about not only the really important issues regarding 9/11, such as the Pakistani funding, the fact that, you know, Bin Laden is supposedly in Pakistan, and, you know, the fact we're not going after these people. You know, the veil that they're putting on, the veil of hypocrisy, the veil that the mainstream media wants us to believe. Well, I'm not buying it anymore, Justin. And we're going to be back. We're going to be taking calls. We got Justin Martell, SST911.org, the New England 9/11 Symposium coming at you in May, May 17th. We'll be back to discuss more with Justin Martell.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, folks. Fourth hour video feed over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Over there at InfoWars.com, they are offering Washington, You're Fired, William Lewis's new picture about D.C. He's asking some tough questions. What violations of the Constitution will most directly impact Americans? And let's try out the little document cam over here. We got the document cam and then the VGA thing, and bang, there we go. There's a little piece of the cover there. Let's move it up a little. There you go. There's William Lewis himself on the cover. There's Bob Bowman, Maria Heller, and I'm not sure who the other individual is, but all great patriots, and I can't wait to sit down and watch this. The guy's done some really great work in the past. And you can get that exclusively over at InfoWars.com. Now, I have Justin Martell from Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth until at least half past the hour, because we're actually going to have, I believe her name is Diane Lipson, who was at this event with We Are Change, who witnessed what really went down. And, of course, folks, you know, Gary did not punch a disabled girl in a wheelchair. But that doesn't stop the New York Post from reporting it. And then we're going to have Gary on in the fifth hour. That's right, I'm going to go over about 15, 20 minutes and give Gary's side of the whole story. It should be a jam-packed next hour plus over at the Alex Jones Show. I'm very excited, and I want to thank Alex again for letting me sit in. Justin, this event you're throwing, why don't you let the people know what this event is all about, how it came to be, and how they can get tickets to it.
Okay, so what's going on is on May 17th, we're having the New England 9/11 Symposium. It's going to be held at Keene High School here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it'll be doors open at 9 a.m. The event will start around 9:30, 9:45. Tickets are $15 at the door, $10 for students, and $10 for seniors. And we've got a whole lineup of great guests for everyone. And the event, the central theme, of course, is family members, whistleblowers, and researchers speak out.
Absolutely, and why don't you name off who's going to be there and why it's so important? I mean, you've literally got people that have never come out to any of these types of events before.
Okay, well, essentially, there's going to be, as I stated, so we're going to have Daniel Sinjata, who's the star of the TV program Rescue Me, one of the hardest working celebrities for 9/11 Truth, and he is tentatively scheduled to host the symposium. Then we'll have, of course, Bob McElvain Sr. He's the father of Bobby McElvain Jr., who lost his life on 9/11. And Mr. McElvain attended every 9/11 commission hearing. As a member of September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows, he's traveled all over the world speaking about 9/11. And for one of our researchers, we'll have, of course, Daniel Hopsicker. He's an investigative journalist and the author of Welcome to Terrorland, Muhammad Atta and the 9/11 Cover-Up in Florida. Next, of course, we'll have Michelle Little, and she lost her brother, FDNY firefighter David M. Weiss, on 9/11. And along with 9/11 family members Donna Marshall Connor and Christina Kimenick, Little called for a real investigation into 9/11 at the National Press Club in 9/11 2006. Then we'll have Sander Hicks, and he's an author and investigative journalist, and he's done extensive research into the ISI-Pakistan connection to 9/11 and published The Big Wedding, which details the whistleblowers and many conflicts of interest within the 9/11 Commission as well. And Hicks is going to be speaking about his current investigation into the mysterious death of Dr. David Graham. We'll have Donna Marshall Connor, and she's also a very active 9/11 family member. She lost her daughter in the towers on 9/11, and she was, of course, there with Michelle Little and Christina Kimenick on 9/11 2006 at the National Press Club. Then we'll have Barry Zwicker, who is an award-winning Canadian alternative media journalist, documentary producer, and political activist. His presentation will concern the media blackout of alternative 9/11 theory. And then, of course, we'll have you, Jason Burmes. And I think the folks out there know, but you're, of course, a documentary filmmaker, and your two films, Loose Change Second Edition and Loose Change Final Cut, are pretty much responsible for bringing this movement onto the brink of becoming mainstream. And then we'll have John Gold, who's a longtime researcher and activist. And he was instrumental in the production of 9/11 Press for Truth and has been an advocate for 9/11 first responders and the Feel Good Foundation.
And not only that, but, you know, no matter what happens with me, you're going to be able to see a portion of Fabled Enemies, my new 9/11 picture. I sent you the script probably like 2 weeks ago now, and you've read through quite a bit of it. Obviously, it's undergone a few changes, and I've edited the first 10 or 15 minutes over here in Austin, Texas. It's looking really great. I'm stoked. You know, I think we need more projects to bring in more people. For some reason, you know, Loose Change Second Edition or Loose Change Final Cut may not be everyone's cup of tea. And this really does cover a lot of issues that the movement has largely ignored or marginalized.
Definitely. I think that you focus on a lot of information that's out there, but a lot of people are not quick to cite, and it's a lot of very solid information that I think should be looked at and propagated by the movement more. And then, of course, I left out Michael Springman, who you mentioned earlier, who will be at the event. And Springman was, for those who don't know, he's a government whistleblower who, while working for the State Department, was the head U.S. consular official in the CIA-controlled U.S. consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, from 1987 to 1989, and he later reported that he was forced by his superiors to issue visas for individuals traveling to the U.S. that he suspected were terrorists, and he later uncovered that these individuals were being trained in the U.S. and sent back to Afghanistan to fight the Russians. So this, of course, begs the question of just how involved was the CIA in the creation of what later became al-Qaeda.
And they were working with their asset, Osama bin Laden. This was also told to him. You know, so this nonsense that the .gov sites put out that they never supported bin Laden, and in fact, when they supported the Mujahideen, they used the ISI as a conduit. In other words, they give the ISI money, and then they would give it to the Mujahideen. That is true. They did do that, okay? They've used the ISI, just like they used them on 9/11, to fund their operations and have that plausible deniability, if you will. But this guy was an asset. Okay, Osama bin Laden's family, the bin Laden family and the Bush family, were as tight as you can get. Okay, and then on top of that, you know, you have a CIA whistleblower who's working in the consulate at Jeddah, finding out that bin Laden is part of this whole plan. But the media just ignores it, They don't put them on the news. I think the most mainstream coverage that Springman actually got was one CBC interview that they took off their site, by the way. It's archived by Paul Joseph Watson over at his own site, I think propagandamatrix.com. You can find that. But it's incredible what he says, and that's also going to make my new movie. I think it's an important piece of the puzzle. I think it's been overlooked for far too long. And it's time for this information to go mainstream. It's time for people to understand that this administration and the previous administration and the administration before that are all corrupt. They're all part of this thing. It's not about Republican. It's not about Democrat. You know, the Clinton administration is culpable. The Bush administration is very culpable. I mean, they've passed outlandish legislation after the fact that really makes them, I guess, even bigger demons in my eyes. But when, you know, Bill Clinton gets confronted, and he's been confronted, folks, all over the country now about Bilderberg, about Bohemian Grove, and about 9/11, it disgusts me that pompous criminal says, "How dare you? How dare you say it's an inside job? How dare you, Bill Clinton? You know, I know you ran coke for the Bush family in the 80s. I know about Mena, Arkansas. People are waking up. You're going to have your day, too. Okay, just because you were slick on the television doesn't give you a pass. Justin, you want to take some calls?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's take some calls. Let's see if Brian is still there from Alabama. Brian, are you with us? He did. We got Mark in Oregon?
Yes, hello, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fairly well, sir, and thank you very much for all your efforts in exposing these atrocities we go through.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being there. Jason, I had something basically to mention about the Pentagon,
mm-hmm.
But before that, you mentioned the Simpsons program.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Alex several months ago, it wasn't that long ago, he had mentioned on his show that in one of the programs, Bart and his family took a trip to New York City, and this was before 9/11 when this episode came out, and I'm not sure if you saw it or not. And that Bart Simpson was out sightseeing with his family, and he looked up at the Twin Towers, and the Twin Towers were off in the distance. And then all of a sudden a 9 appeared in the area of the Twin Towers in the far view, and Bart held up his fingers like 1 and 1 or in a V sign or 2 fingers to right by the 9 to turn it into a very, you could assume that was saying 9/11.
Well, I know what episode you're talking about, because there's only one episode where the Simpsons actually go to New York City, and I believe Homer goes into both Twin Towers because he has to urinate after drinking several cans of crab juice. That's the kind of Simpsons geek I am, folks. I've seen every episode, and I don't remember that slight part, but boy, is that interesting, and I'm definitely going to check that out. But I mean, we have them on the Lone Gunman, the X-Files spinoff show, where the government has decided that they're going to remotely fly a commercial airliner into the Twin Towers and blame it on Arab terrorists.
Yeah, and I know the Nazis, I've understood that they actually did artistic renditions, basically. They would have artists and perhaps even photographic artists, so to speak, gathered into a room or rooms in different places. And, for instance, before the invasion of Poland, they actually graphically represented it all out ahead of time. And I think, from what I've heard of that, it may have more significance outside of the occult, but that it's essentially an occult method of projection of desire or objective into reality through a telepathic means, essentially, through a spiritual means. But, you know, what I call today essentially about Jason and has mostly to do with the Pentagon, and basically, there's a film that was made 5 years ago, maybe a little longer ago, by a man named Eric Hupschmidt. And the film was called Troubling Questions. And I was wondering if you had seen or heard of this film.
I have seen Eric Hupschmidt's work. I believe it was Painful Questions and Painful Deceptions. That was the film / book titles of those. And we'll get into those on the other side with you, Mark. So hold over. And then we're going to talk to Justin Martell for one more segment. We're going to tell you where you can get tickets to this symposium on May 17th in New England, over in New Hampshire.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
we're back. Let me tell you, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. There's no other show like it on radio. We've got Justin Martell, a student scholar for 9/11 Truth, with us throughout this segment. And then in a few minutes, we're going to have an actual eyewitness to this We Are Change thing. And I got to tell you, I don't think that she saw, you know, Gary hit a crippled girl with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair, although that's what they're reporting. They're reporting that these guys were screaming obscenities, a.k.a. cursing, and hurting these people. And before I go back to Justin Martell, I just want to comment on what the last caller had to say. Yeah, unfortunately, our leaders are into the occult, whether you believe in the occult or not. These guys do. They go to Bohemian Grove. They take part in the ritual of the cremation of care. So it's not up for debate. You know, I'm not saying the occult works or, you know, They're Satan worshippers. All I know is that they do join these societies like Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove, and they seem to be in the occult. I mean, there's History Channel documentaries about how Hitler thought he had occultic powers, and he would use symbolism. So that is creepy. And then as far as his other question about that other documentary, and he's talking about the Pentagon, I would assume he's probably talking about the part where people are actually picking up these small pieces of debris for the FBI, and we do include that in Loose Change Final Cut. If I'm not answering your question, Mark, I do a little show on GCN as well. You can check me out at Stream 4. I believe it is 7 to 9 Central Time, or it might be 6 to 8 Central Time. I'm not sure. I just moved into the slot over at GCNLive.com, so you can check me out there. Justin, where can people get tickets to this symposium?
People can go to sst911.org, and there's information right up on the front page there. You just click that, and that'll bring you to the events section. And there's write-ups and bios of all our guests. There's a flyer that you can download for people in the New England area. We could definitely use your help if you want to download that flyer, print it out, post it up around town. And there's information there. You can send me an email or give me a call. And we can talk about there is pre-registration available for the conference, and you can, of course, buy tickets at the door.
And, folks, I got to encourage you to come out to this event. These are some of my favorite people in the 9/11 truth movement. They are the hard workers. They are the ones that confronted Barack Obama. They are the ones that got Ron Paul to say that he would commit to a new 9/11 investigation, an independent one. They are the ones that are on the streets and really doing it up. And, I don't think the organization is big enough, quite frankly. If you are in college and you're a member of We Are Change, but you're not a student scholar for 9/11 Truth, consider joining. I'm begging you. You need to join this organization. These guys are top-notch individuals. They're stand-up guys. They're smart. And they're funny, too. You know, they've got a whole other thing going on other than 9/11 Truth, although that is the focus. And Justin Martel is really just one of the nicest human beings I've come across in this movement, and I consider him a really good friend. Justin, what's your take on the New York Post now reporting that, We Are Change is assaulting people in wheelchairs?
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, I was just really just reading about this in journalism class while I was supposed to be paying attention, but I was looking this over. And, I just understand, what would be the motivation to beat up a girl in a wheelchair? To me, the way it sounded is it sounds like the family of this girl in the wheelchair, they were supporters of President Bush, and I think it sounded like the dad got agitated and started to beat up on Gary is what it sounds like to me. Then probably later used it as an excuse, he was hitting my daughter in the wheelchair to get out of it and avoid charges.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, and I'm reading her her deposition here to the police, and it doesn't say anything about, Gary punching anybody. And, again, it actually says that he was being punched, I believe. I mean, we're going to have her on in only moments, Justin, but, it's going to be a smear job in the media. It's going to be a talking point for a couple of days, and I doubt there's ever going to be a retraction, and this is how they like to handle the 9/11 truth movement. They like to lie about us. They like to distort the truth. I mean, did you see what happened to those guys over at the UK change?
Yes, where the guy tripped over a camera. He tried to take the camera and then tripped and fell, and then they said the UK change pushed him over.
Absolutely. They are out there with a camera. They are being the new media, which I encourage. We have to be the new media. We can't rely on CBS, NBC, BBC, CBC, all these C networks. We need to become the media, and what happens? They're demonized. SST911.org is the website. The event takes place May 17th.
I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. I hope you do my Sunday show soon. And we're going to be back with Diane Lipson right after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once-thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
That's right, we need to stand up for our rights. We need to get out in the street. We need to do what Gary did from We Are Change. Even if you're going to get your face bruised up, your lips split, and then get charged with assaulting a crippled girl with cerebral palsy, because that's what they're charging with. Not only in a court of law, but in the court of public opinion by publishing this garbage in the New York Post. And before we go to Diane Lipson, who was there, and can tell us what she saw. And believe me, I just read her email. I mean, the police apparently refused to take her testimony, even though she went down to the station. I want to plug MurrayandRon.com. This is about a U.S. Senate race, and there's going to be a rally in New York City on April 28th. That's MurrayandRon.com. You can go check it out there. I think they're giving away two free trips to New York City with your donation. They're going to have some kind of a raffle or whatever. But very good organization. Go check that out over at MurrayandRon.com. Now, we're going to take your calls also, but I do want to talk to Diane, and we're going to have Gary in overdrive. But, Diane, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, you were there, Diane. Why don't you describe the night and then what happened?
Well, okay. A Secret Service person had us stand in an area that was, you know, I guess several yards away from where the Bushes were going to get into a waiting van. There were a few words between Gary and the agent.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little knot of people waiting to, you know, see the Bush women, you know, get escorted into the van. And Gary was, you know, he was talking and he was exercising his right of free speech. I don't exactly remember what he was saying to them, but people in the crowd were kind of hostile to him.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Upper East Side of New York. It's kind of a wealthy liberal area, not exactly people who were, like, you know, in tune with our message.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a man in a blue jacket. He was with his wife and I think it was two daughters, but one daughter was in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking particular exception to what Gary was saying. And at one point, he even made a threatening gesture to Gary. He cocked his fist at Gary, and he had this weird, thick, half smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, like, a big moment of cognitive dissonance, because I'm wondering, why is this man acting like this with his family right there? Okay, so the Bush women get into the van. Gary shouts at them about 9/11. And he had to shout because they were far away.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're all walking away. And I see the man, I think he was wheeling the chair,
mm-hmm.
right? I see everybody's walking up the street. It's like a little bit of an incline. But instead of walking straight up the block, the man zooms into the side of the building where Gary was. And then I hear him say, you know, that Gary touched his daughter. And then I see him beating up on Gary. And if Gary fought back, I didn't see it. He's beating Gary up. I'm trying to get my still camera out. I wasn't able to. I'm trying to pull the guy off. This woman is telling the man to stop. The wife was mm-hmm. telling the man to stop. And, of course, looking back, if what she said in the New York Post article, if Gary had really done anything to this woman's daughter, why would she be telling this man to back off? Why would she be telling him to stop, you know?
Yeah, if he had actually physically threatened that girl in the wheelchair, there's no way that she would stop her husband from defending it.
Exactly. And also, there's no way that Gary would do anything like that. The whole reason that Gary is in this movement is to protect people and to protect women and to protect families. Gary's kind of an old-fashioned guy, and I know his instinct is to protect women and children. That's the kind of a person he is. So it's ludicrous to suggest that he would ever assault a woman, much less a handicapped woman.
And let's just make it clear, he wasn't shouting any obscenities. He was shouting 9/11 truth.
I did not hear any obscenities, no. There was no obscenities. There was no obscenities and nothing that was threatening. It was just 9/11 truth.
So they take him down to the station, and you go down to the station, and you say the man that assaulted him is sitting there. They take a couple pictures
standing
of him.
There.
Yeah, and he gets
to
leave.
They took some photos of him.
Mm-hmm.
They took some photos of him. My sense was that they were sympathetic toward this man who assaulted Gary. I can't be sure about that, but that was kind of my sense. And it seemed like, perhaps there was a mindset there that Gary must be a bad person or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very easy for people to blow something like this up and to convince them something.
Gotcha.
So, the man was there, I said that I wanted to, you know, make a statement. They told me to wait. 2 hours later, they told me not to make a statement, that there was no point or something like that. I'm still not sure why I didn't get to make a statement, but I came home, and, of course, I typed up, I typed up what I saw and sent it to Ed and Dykes.
So, you typed it up here, and it is very exquisite. We're going to be putting this on Infowars.com, and, of course, this audio is going to be making it there, too. But let's just be clear.
Yeah.
He was never physically intimidating towards anybody, not only this guy or his daughter, but towards the Bush family in general. He never cursed.
Never.
He was exercising his freedom of speech, which we no longer have in this country. They want to put you in a quote-unquote free speech zone. And even when he's in that zone, he gets assaulted and then arrested.
He gets assaulted and then arrested, yes, exactly. I'm very frightened for Gary because Gary's, you know, he's a young man. And because this person could not control his temper, he might be ruining Gary's life. I think we have to pray for Gary. We have, I mean, in addition to assisting him in other ways, we have to really pray for Gary and pray for that sick guy who assaulted him, too, because this guy obviously has problems.
Well, let's try to wake this guy up. I want to say this. You know, his wife and his name are in the paper. If you can find this man's address, people need to start mailing this guy loose change Final Cut. They need to start mailing him Terror Storm. They need to know why Gary was there in the first place. And, you know, God willing, maybe this guy's going to retract what he's done, apologize for assaulting another human being, and drop the ludicrous charges that he assaulted his daughter in a wheelchair. My stomach is just turned. If you haven't seen this New York Post article yet, it also has four pictures of this young lady. And one picture, of course, is with Laura Bush. Another is her holding up the book that Laura and Jenna have written proudly. And another is her and her mother. And nobody wants to see any harm come to this young girl, don't get me wrong. But the way the way the New York Post is using this propaganda to demonize somebody who did nothing but get assaulted is disgusting to me.
Also, it's on, and Michelle Malkin has written about this now. She picked up the whole New York Post article.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on Hot Air Blog. I'm telling people right now. It's going to be all over O'Reilly. It's going to be all over Hannity, and they love this. They want to demonize us as a violent group.
Yes, they want people to believe that Gary would actually do something that he would never, never do.
Diane, I thank you so much for the call. I'm sure Alex Jones is going to be in touch with you, and he's probably going to have you as a guest tomorrow so you can describe all this. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to take some phone calls, and then we're going to have Gary in overdrive so he can tell us everything. Diane, thank you again, and thanks for trying to make a statement to these jackboot cops who just wouldn't hear it.
Quite all right. I'm very happy to help Gary.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, guys. In the time we got left before we go to Gary, we're going to shoot through some phone calls. Let's go to Ken in Maryland. Ken, are you with us?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I want to go off subject just for a moment. I just want to let you guys know that there is going to be a Ron Paul campaign conference call tonight. Can I give the number?
Oh, of course. Go ahead.
Okay. It's 605-475-8500. And the access code is 509-2984. And that's at 9 p.m. tonight.
What 9 p.m. What time? Central time?
Eastern.
Eastern time. All right. Anything else you want to bring up, Ken?
No, I just keep fighting the fight, guys. The truth will prevail. Truth is truth.
All right. Thanks, Ken. We're going to jump to Josh in North Carolina. Josh, are you with us?
Hello. How's everybody doing? Cool.
You know, I'm not doing so great finding out that they're framing up We Are Change for assaulting young girls in wheelchairs with cerebral palsy. I'm pretty upset about the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty perturbed myself. I had something I wanted to say about the whole Pentagon 9/11 thing, but I mean, this is just amazing. I mean, I'm infuriated by the idea that they're framing us like that. That's ridiculous. But let me just bring this up about the Pentagon, because I was actually going to bring this up before that.
Okay.
So, it is of my understanding that the DC no-fly zone is protected by automated missile batteries that were, approved under Ike and then put into place under LBJ and Nixon and worked on and updated under Reagan. Now, these systems are supposed to automatically fire on any jet that flies into the no-fly zone, and the fail-safes on them, from what I understand, are, autonomous. In other words, no one can shut them down. So in the event of a war, something happens, that nothing can fly in and basically do what supposedly happened on 9/11. The only thing that can go into the no-fly zone is something with a military transponder on it. And,
Well, I mean, I got to take your point. I mean, that's the word on the street. I am baffled by that as well, but I think the mystery may be solved in the fact that Scott Fry signs that memo prior to 9/11, and I mean just a couple months prior, putting shoot down orders in the hands of Don Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and George Bush solely, so colonels and other commanders that would have been able to take out an aircraft, just like you said, with no problem,
exactly,
they took that away.
Exactly. Well, one of two things probably happened. Either they signed the order to somehow take that system offline, or what hit the Pentagon was probably a Predator drone. Look at the size of the hull. Look at the size of the engine. They kind of match a Predator drone.
It is a possibility. A possibility, man. Listen, Scott, I got to jump because I actually have Gary on the line. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry, Josh, I got to jump. I'm such an idiot. But we're going to go to Gary because I've got to talk about this story. We might go into overdrive. I'm not quite sure. Gary, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
All right, man. Well, you know, I've seen the video that you guys put out where you're talking to the Secret Service agent. You never raise your hands. You talk to him in a respectful manner. And we don't have video of the actual incident. But let's just clear it up right now. Did you hit a girl in a wheelchair?
That is very funny. I couldn't believe that. I mean, I could believe it is the Post. It's very strange what the person did. He actually used, I believe it was his daughter, he used it as a weapon and a shield at the same time. It was actually very shocking. The girl was crying. I was trying to walk away from the incident because it was getting pretty violent. As soon as I tried to walk away, this gentleman just runs rams me in my kneecap and starts screaming assault. He hit my daughter at the same time. I'm trying to keep my balance because I don't even know what's going on. I see a left and a right, swinging at me. This 500-pound, 6-foot-something guy trying to attack me. The next thing I know, I'm being swung around. The police can't even handcuff me right, left and right, swinging me around, trying to get handcuffs on me. Actually, it kind of looked like they were trying to, abuse me. They were really angry. Because they heard that I hit somebody in a wheelchair. That's what the man was screaming. That was actually the only way that he could have framed me because he was pretty smart in doing so, and it seemed pretty coordinated.
And
to me.
Let me get this straight. This guy's like a much bigger guy than you.
Yes, he's much bigger. He was like around 400 something pounds.
Yeah, because, again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you're not a very physically intimidating guy. I mean, you're a skinny young guy who, again, you didn't scream any obscenities, did you? I mean, you were talking about 9/11 and the Bush crime scene.
Well, yeah, I was actually intellectually screaming out my statement. I mean, what did they want me to do? They were saying I was cackling, but I can't really whisper to somebody 20 feet away. They were keeping me away from us. I don't see that as cackling.
Yeah, well, they're saying that you used obscenities, and I just want to clear that point up right now as well. You didn't scream any curse words, did you?
Of course not. I mean, this is the Post. They had an article about it. They put my picture up there a couple of months ago. They said that we had a sign that says, do something because the government won't, but it never said that 50,000 are sick and dying. That's what it says on the sign. And, I mean, if they're going to, take off the meaning of our sign and say we disrespect the victim's family when the sign is about the victim's family, then, you could expect anything from these morons.
Absolutely. It's very scary, and, I honestly believe that you should sue for libel for this because this is going to be on Michelle Malkin. It's already on Michelle Malkin's site, but it's going to be it's going to be a talking point on her radio program, okay? And you can bet that later today on Fox News, you're going to see this on Hannity, you're going to see it on O'Reilly, you're going to see it in the mainstream media, you might even see it on MSNBC and CNN, folks. The supposed good media outlets. Listen, Fox is over the top, no doubt, but those other guys ain't your friends either, okay? They're just as culpable, they're just as guilty, and they're going to propagate this story about a 9/11 truth activist who believes in nonviolent, peaceful protest, exercises his First Amendment. He gets assaulted. He gets charged. They won't even hear eyewitness testimony. I mean, I'm sure you just heard Diane on the phone. She went down to the police station and waited for you 2 hours to give a statement, and they wouldn't allow it. And this guy doesn't get handcuffed. He doesn't get printed. He gets his picture taken, and he walks away, and he comes off like some kind of hero in this Post article. I'm disgusted, man. I'm sick to my stomach.
Well, that's just, kind of a symbolism that goes on. The scum are always awarded, heroes, and this is a fan of Dick Cheney and the Bush crime syndicate. And you could have, there's nothing else you could expect from him with this. Not a one, basically a character assassinate, but he does have a sheep-like mind. He's no more smarter than, I believe, a child.
Yeah, now when did they finally release you? Because as I knew yesterday, you were still incarcerated?
Yeah, yes, they released me yesterday around like 8 p.m. I was stuck Central Booking for like around 12 hours educating the people there about the New World Order, you know.
And what are the charges, Gary? What did they formally charge you with?
The charges basically is assault in the third degree.
Mm-hmm.
Assault on the person, on the man that they said had a split lip. I don't know how he had the split lip because basically I didn't even have time to even defend myself because police and Secret Service was on me so fast.
All right, Gary. You know, Gary, we're going to come back. We got one more segment. I guess we're not going to have to do overdrive with you. We're going to do one more segment with you, buddy. I want to get the specifics down pat. I want to know what you think we should do. Should we redouble our efforts? WeAreChange.org, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back right after this.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Once again, I just want to thank Alex Jones for the opportunity to host his program today. I am Jason Burmis. You can go check me out over at loosechange911.com. You know, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and it's only 15 cents a day, folks, you know, you can see the video feed. You can see my pretty face ranting and raving. You can check out the document cam, which is now featuring Washington, You're Fired, and American Drug War. Two awesome pictures that need to get out there, that people need to watch and spread. Okay? That's how we win this information war. We spread this with other people. We have soldiers on the ground, like Gary. And, you know, what happens to him? He goes and he speaks truth to power. He's charged with assault. He's beaten up. And not only charged with assault, but charged with assault on a crippled girl with cerebral palsy. It's a very sad state in this country when the mainstream media will continue to propagate these lies and try to demonize this movement. This movement's trying to save America. It's trying to save the Republic. We want our Constitution back. All right? I'm sick of it. So, Gary, you know, I want to take a couple callers at the very end here, but why don't you just, you know, give us the whole thing really in a nutshell one more time.
Yeah, well, I was there to exercise my freedom of speech, you know, to confront certain, you know, criminal elements. And as soon as I, you know, stated my opinion, certain people in the crowd didn't like what I was saying. And one man actually used this as a handicapped daughter as an opportunity to get me, you know, in trouble and basically do what he did. He started off by putting his finger in my face. I knew he was trying to provoke me. He had a smile on his face. And now I'm a little smarter than, you know, acting in my emotions. So I tried to get a police officer. I tried to state that it was an assault, but nobody wanted to listen to me. And as soon as I walked a little away from him, I feel something ramming me in my kneecap. And I'm trying to, you know, gain my balance. And there he goes swinging at me left and right. And he proceeds to try to choke me, you know. I get him off of me. Try to get him off of me. I didn't even really comprehend the whole situation. It happened so fast. I was before I know it, Secret Service, NYPD, just started swinging me to the left wall, the right wall. They slammed my face. They slammed Matt LePasek's face. They slammed mine against the wall and twisted my arm. And put the handcuffs on it very, very tight. When this 500-pound man, just let go, was not even, you know, questioned or nothing. I mean,
well, you really need to take legal action, man. You need to talk to a lawyer ASAP. If there's lawyers out there today and he doesn't get in touch, you need to get in touch with InfoWars and Alex Jones, and we'll try to help you out. I'm sure Alex is going to want you on the program tomorrow. But, you know, this is going to be the talking point for tonight,
yes,
on the news stations. This is in the Post, and I guarantee that. Let's take the last couple callers in these last couple minutes. Scott in Colorado, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Jason?
Good, man. How you doing?
You're doing a great job. Really appreciate everything you and Alex are doing. And Gary, I'm very sorry what's happened to you. I know exactly how that happens. It's happened to me. And, boy, you just make sure you've got to have, I hope you've got more than the one witness to the event that have given a statement, because they'll bring them up against you. So do you have more than one person?
Well, so far I have around two, and I'm trying to talk to a lawyer so he could subpoena the closed-circuit television cameras if they put anything regarding the event. But that's basically all I had. I was relying upon Diane's, my first witness's video tape recording that I thought she had, but she unfortunately didn't.
All right, hey, you know, Gary, we're going to do everything we can to help you out. I thank you for the
call.
Thanks
a lot, man.
And retransmission begins in only 2 minutes over at InfoWars.com. We're going to loop this program, and tomorrow we're going to have even more information on the mainstream media lying. Bush basher smashes disabled teen. It's disgusting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.